Monday, from the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
We're now just 15 minutes away from 6 o'clock.
It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's the dawn of a new season. The 2021-22 high school basketball season is officially here, and tonight we get underway just outside of Holton, Kansas at Jackson Heights High School as the Jackson Heights Cobras play host to the Royal Valley Panthers in a non-league matchup to kick off this campaign. Johnny Kane here with you. Jake Spaulding will be alongside of me in just a moment. Our man Seth taking care of us back at the studios. And what a matchup we have here tonight to start this 2021-22 season. Jackson Heights, in their ninth year, head coach Dan Shoup, they are in Class 2A this year after going 18-2 a year ago, where they won 18 consecutive games. After losing their first game of the season, they rattled off 18 straight wins before they were upset in the sub-state semifinals to end their season. But they did go 14-0 in the Northeast Kansas League, which was their second consecutive NEK championship. So the Cobras, not only that, they bring back 4 of 5 starters from last year, and pretty much a majority of the team that saw plenty of varsity action last year as well. Welcome inside Jake Spaulding. He is back on the mic here tonight for this opening game of this 2021-22 season. And Jake, this is a pretty good matchup really to start this year.
I can't think of anything better you'd want, especially at Jackson County. It's not a rivalry, but it's two teams that they want to see where they're at this point of the season. You know, a good friend of mine is the assistant coach for the Cobras and Brad Alley, and you know, they got a lot of questions to answer this year. Do the Cobras? They lost a lot from a year ago. They're trying to find somebody else at the point. And for Royal Valley, you know, last year was kind of a stepping stone season for them, and this is going to be again a good test on the road. And later on tonight, we're going to have the return of Chris Brown here at Jackson Heights too. So I mean, it's a big night. It's great to be back on a broadcast with you too, buddy. I've missed it. But yeah, I'm excited for some good basketball tonight.
Yeah, you talk about Royal Valley and her third-year head coach, David Boucher. They went 17-5 a year ago. They lost to Sebastopol in the sub-state semifinals. The biggest thing for Royal Valley is finding a way to replace the two Irving sisters.
Yeah.
They accounted for 33 points, 10 assists, and 8 steals a game for the Panthers last season. They were an integral part in that turnaround for Royal Valley girls. So they do return 3 starters. That's going to be big, but it's going to be interesting tonight to see where the scoring comes from throughout the entire season, where the scoring comes for the Panthers.
Well, you talked about how the Irving girls come back. The year before that, when they had left, the season plummeted for them. Only 3 wins, I believe, a couple of years ago. So they were such a big part of this program. But again, that's the leadership, another kid stepping in. You know, I'm going to look for Carly Albright. She's a senior to come in. Kennedy Bryan as well, a junior for this Panther team. Those are the two key players from Royal Valley to see how their season's going to get started here tonight.
And under head coach David Boucher, you know one thing. His girls are going to be excited. They're going to play tough, and they're going to play really good defense. That is just a staple of Coach Boucher and his Panther squad. With that, we owe you a pregame timeout. Let's take that timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you starters, and then get set for tip-off between Jackson Heights and Royal Valley, the opening game of the season here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have, too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton and online at Kellerman Real Estate.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School. We're just about set for the opening game of this 2021-22 season for both the Jackson Heights Cobras and the Royal Valley Panthers. Johnny came back with you. Jake Spaulding alongside of me and our man Seth back at the studios. We're going to step aside for the national anthem. We'll come back with starters here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
We're definitely good at looking outside the box when it comes to helping add to your existing ag operation.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
We can shape up payment dates for whenever works best for you. We just want to make sure that we're setting that producer up for the best case scenario in the long haul. Not only thinking near term, but thinking for the future.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to our starting lineup for tonight's girls matchup between the Jackson Heights Cobras and the Royal Valley Panthers. We'll start with the visitors from Royal Valley under third-year head coach David Boucher. Starting things off, 5'9 junior Kennedy Bryan. Also a 5'6 senior Carly Albright. 5'9 senior Shanoque Price. A 5'9 junior Alyssa Lassen. And a 6-foot junior Morgan Davis. For the Panthers again, Bryan, Albright, Price, Latson, and Davis is the starting five here for the Panthers. And for Jackson Heights, their ninth-year head coach Dan Shoup, 5'9 junior Kanan Oberding, 5'4 senior Kylie Diekman, 5'9 senior Mackenzie McMahon, 5'9 junior Kaylee Thompson, and a 5'6 junior Rebecca Huffless is the starting five for the Cobras tonight. Again, Oberding, Diekman, McMahon, Thompson, and Huffless the starting five. So, you know, Jake, we really haven't talked about it yet for Jackson Heights, but, you know, the loss of Amaya Marlette, that's big because she did a lot for the Cobras. She was really the key to the defense they wanted to put out there. She forced a lot of turnovers, really got this team out in transition to where, really, that's where they thrived at.
A lot of times with Dan Shoup as a head coach and Brad Alley as assistant, Brad Alley, when he came over from Royal Valley many years ago, he brought that diamond press over to this school here at Jackson Heights. And a lot of that, again, you have to have somebody who is athletic at the point of that press. That was Mackenzie McMahon. We saw him last year at Sump State in that big time game where, you know, she was able to turn on the fourth quarter, just not enough to overcome the deficit set early. But tonight, again, I'm going to look to see probably going to be Kaylee Thompson at the front of that press here tonight. If not, maybe Canyon Oberding. Oberding is a junior who's kind of played since she was a freshman. She's got some length. She's got some athleticism. But this press is all predicated on the front point of it. And who that's going to be, I don't know yet. We'll see here in just a few moments. But, again, if that press is on point, this Cobra team is a tough team to play against.
So we're ready to go. Jackson Heights in their home whites. They'll go from left to right in this opening frame. Royal Valley in their road blacks. They will go from right to left. So we are set to go. Canyon Oberding in there for Jackson Heights. And it's Morgan Davis for Royal Valley. Referee tossed the basketball up, and we are underway for the 2021-22 season. Royal Valley starts in a man-to-man. Oberding with the basketball on the left wing, kicks it back between the rings to Huffless. Right side now, down low to Oberding, where the ball is going to be knocked free into the right corner. Oberding picks it up, drives right baseline, tries to go up and under off the window. It's no good, but she got hit on the arm and fouled and we'll shoot our first free throws of the season. It'll be Canyon Oberding. Canyon Oberding is a kid that, when she's aggressive, she's got that mindset. She can really take over a ball game. You're a Cobra fan. You like to see that here early.
Averaged 9 points a game a season ago. Foul was on Morgan Davis for her first. First free throw rattles home for Canyon Oberding, and it's 1-0 Jackson Heights early on.
And Davis, a kid that really stepped up last year for Coach Boucher and kind of trying to be that low block presence for the Panthers.
Second free throw off the backside of the rim, bounces twice, rolls around, and Jackson Heights is going to pick up the rebound. Oberding out on the left wing, drives in the middle of the lane, kicks to the right side to Hutcliffe. Now back to the free throw line. Here's a jumper by Kaylee Thompson, and it rattles home. So Kaylee Thompson has her first points of the night, 3-0 Cobras, 30 seconds in.
Why wouldn't you want Thompson to get the bucket? She got the offensive rebound, worked the offense, had the open shot, and the Cobras up 3-0.
Jackson Heights going to start in that zone. More of a 3-2 look here to start this game. 7:18 to go in the opening quarter, 3-0 Jackson Heights. Roll Valley flings it around the perimeter, and on the right wing it's Latson. The right corner, here's Price. Dribble to the left hand. Back on top to Albright. Into the left corner to Bryant. Now Albright again at the right elbow. Kicks it into the corner. Here's a three on the way. It's short by Latson, and the rebound is going to go to Jackson Heights and Kaylee Thompson.
Thompson's a kid that she can go double-double any given night for this Cobra team. The offense is going to go through number 11 here tonight.
We talked about Marlette losing her.
Yeah.
You still look at the statistics, though, that Jackson Heights bring back, and there's a reason why there's a ton of optimism here in this high school. There's a shot off the back window, no good by Thompson, but Jackson Heights will secure the offensive rebound.
And also look for Rebecca Hutless. She's a three-point threat from anywhere on the floor as well for the Cobras.
Nice pass inside to Oberding, who lays it up and in on a great feed by Kylie Dinkman.
Hey, set up on the backside there by Hutless. Set the back screen for Oberding. She cuts to the basket. Great feed and great finish.
3 points for Oberding. It's 5-0 Jackson Heights. Roll of Valley with the basketball. Kicked into the left corner. Bryan kicking out of the right wing. Inside, trying to get it to Davis. Knocked free, loose on the floor, and Jackson Heights picks it up. Oberding again right there for the deflection. First turnover of the game for either side. Jackson Heights brings it the other way. They operate from left to right with 2 minutes gone by in the game, and now a ball is going to be tapped out of bounds, and it will stay with Jackson Heights.
So 2 minutes into the game, Johnny, you're seeing Jackson Heights very aggressive offensively and really aggressive defensively. Roll Valley is still trying to get their feet underneath them here in the first 2 minutes gone by.
Oberding tosses it to the free throw line to Thompson. Nice pass inside of Huffless. She has a shot blocked, but it's into the hands of McMahon, and she shoves it up the window and in. So Mackenzie McMahon has her first points of the night. It's a quick 7-0 spurt for Jackson Heights to start this game. Price out on top, gets the screen from Albright, gets to the foul line, loses the basketball. Now the ball back on the hands of Davis. Here's a three by Bryant, and it's off the back rim. Rebound tapped around, and they're going to get a foul going over the back on Rebecca Hutcliffe. That will be her first personal and the first team foul on Jackson Heights.
Hutcliffe tried to get position, but she kind of pushed Morgan Davis in the back trying to get that rebound. So the Panthers have an opportunity now here down 7-0, triggering in underneath their own basket.
All tapped it on top. This is Kennedy Bryant with the basketball. Starts a left-handed dribble. Brian's a player that Coach Boucher is going to expect a lot from this year. She's a girl that's played quite a bit of basketball, 5'9 junior. Here's Albright out on the right wing. She's also one of those returning starters that Coach Boucher is looking for a big jump in here this season. Down low, we're going to get a foul reaching on Kaylee Thompson.
And you're seeing early, Coach Boucher really wants to feed the post in his offensive set. They're rotating the ball around the perimeter, trying to get the entry to Morgan Davis. That time, finally get it into her and draw a foul on Kaylee Thompson.
First two subs of the game for Royal Valley, a 5'7 senior Kira Blacksmith and a 6-foot senior Samantha Nooner. Royal Valley nearly loses it again, but they've got the basketball up on top with Blacksmith. Goes to the right wing, hands it off to Ladson. Now Bryan out on top. Dribble drives inside. Hop steps, stops in the lane, throws up a shot and gets hit on the arm and fouled. Two free throws coming for Royal Valley with 5:06 to go in the opening frame.
That'll be the second personal on Kaylee Thompson here in this first quarter. Johnny, still 5:06 to go in the opening period. Coach Shoup's going to have to make a decision to bring Thompson out of this ballgame early.
Eddie Bryan to the free throw line. Our first one rattles in.
Yeah, that's one thing that Royal Valley maybe has an advantage on over Jackson Heights tonight, Johnny. It's depth.
Yep. So for the first time, we're seeing Andy Allen, a 5'7 senior, coming into the game for Thompson. Bryan's second free throw hits off the front of the rim and rolls through. So Bryan has the first 2 points for Royal Valley. It's 7-2, Jackson Heights, 5 minutes left in the opening quarter.
How does the Jackson Heights offense operate now without the post presence of Thompson?
Allen comes in.
Wow, nice bounce right into the hands of Oberding, who knows what to do with it. Lays it up and in with the right hand. She's got five, and it's 9-2, Jackson Heights.
I'd say that was a happy accident. They were trying to find Allen on the post, and it went right through her hands, but Oberding cut into the basket hard. She has another bucket.
Talk about right place, right time. Here's a three by Bryan from the left wing. It's off the back rim. It'll roll out of play on the baseline, and will be Jackson Heights basketball.
So Oberding, she's got five of the 9 points here for the Cobras. We talked in pregame about how Oberding and Thompson were going to be kids that we looked for here for Jackson Heights. And right now the Panthers really don't have much of an answer for Canyon Oberding.
Pearl Valley at trailing 9-2. They're going to go to a little bit of full court pressure, and immediately they get a takeaway. Now actually stolen back by Oberding. Here comes Oberding down the right lane line. Stops, throws up a shot that's no good. Rebound tapped around, saved in by Oberding, but it's into the hands of Blacksmith. So Royal Valley will have the basketball, bringing the other way in transition. Bryan, left hand layup is good.
That's where Royal Valley thrives, too. Track meet style. Coach Boucher immediately after the bucket. Full court pressure here by the Panthers.
9-4, Jackson Heights, 4:10 to go in the opening quarter. We're going to get a timeout. Jackson Heights cannot get the basketball in, so we'll see our first timeout. That's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 4:11 to go in the opening quarter. It's 9-4, Jackson Heights. Take the break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
South Olton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect-Free Storage Units. Call John McManigle at 969-6400 for South Olton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 4:11 to go in the opening quarter. 9-4, Jackson Heights. The Cobras are the basketball, and they operate from left to right. Out on the left wing, Skylie Diekman hands it off to Oberding. She'll dribble with the right hand out on top. 4 minutes gone by in the opening quarter. Up on top of the free throw line, here's McMahon. Feeds it inside. Diekman throws a shot off the window. It's no good. Way too strong, and a rebound coming the other way with Royal Valley.
Panthers want to push, and Bryan's got it on the right wing.
Albright out on top. Kicks in the left corner. Spinning inside is Ladson. Now back to back out of the corner. Here's Albright on the left wing. Right elbow, Bryan. Down low to Nooner. She spins, faces up, kicks it back out to Bryan. She'll pull a three. It's too strong. Rebound tapped around. Into the hands of Oberding.
Great box off that time by Annie Allen.
Now a breakaway up ahead, and it's laid up and in on a nice feed for the first time in this game for Jackson Knights. Dawson Cochran, a 5'7 sophomore. Now a baseline jumper in and out for Royal Valley, and the rebound to Jackson Knights. 11-4, the Cobras lead. 3:13 to go in the first frame. Inside, here's Allen with a layup attempt. It's good.
Huge transition going on right now, Johnny. Jackson Knights getting out in transition. Royal Valley struggling to get back defensively. Now we're kind of looking like we were at the beginning of this ballgame. How can Royal Valley respond?
Albright kicks it to the right wing. Here's a three by Bryan. This one's good.
Finally, Kennedy Bryan connects.
She's got all seven of the points for Royal Valley early on. It's 13-7. Jackson Knights, 2:45 to go in the first.
I guess that's how you respond, Johnny. Hit an open three.
Yeah, three is the great equalizer in the game of basketball for sure. Diekman out on the right wing, gets double teamed, kicks it to the left side. A lot of contact, no whistle. Into the hands of Cochran. Out down low to McMahon on the right wing, out of the baseline. Back out Diekman. She'll step into a right wing three. It's off the back iron. Rebound fought for, and they're going to get a foul going on Allen over the back of Nooner. So it is going to be the first personal foul on Annie Allen.
Good minutes there for Nooner as she comes out for Royal Valley, also Ladson. But more importantly, it gave Davis a quick breather to go back down low and bang down low again. No Kaylee Thompson on the floor here for the Cobras. 2:20 to go in the first.
Bryan in the right corner with the basketball for Royal Valley as they operate from right to left. Albright kicks it left side into the hands of Blacksmith, and she gets bumped on the arm. Look at the foul on Jackson Heights. That's going to be already the 15th foul on Jackson Heights. That will be on Diekman for her first. I gotta say, Jake, that's a pretty good flow to a game for this being the first game of the year. I mean, you gotta be pretty impressed, really, by looking at both of these teams. I mean, usually the first game of the year, it's pretty sloppy, but that's a pretty good pace to it.
Only one turnover so far that I've got written down. I mean, these two teams are well coached, and they're playing well tonight.
And here's a steal inside for Jackson Heights as McMahon takes it away. Second turnover for Royal Valley. Quickly pushing up ahead. Oberding thought about a three in the right corner. Now gets it inside to Allen. She spins, faces up. Tries to kick it back out, but it's going to be knocked away and stolen away by Albright. Now she gets tied up. Position arrow is going to give it to Royal Valley.
Well, Allen kind of, she throws that turnover to the Panthers. Then she jumps in, tries to get a jump ball. But again, big credit there to Carly Albright. She's a senior who didn't play a whole lot in her younger years at Royal Valley. But, man, the last 2 years now, she's having to step up and be his leader.
Now ready to travel in the right corner on Blacksmith. That'll be the third turnover on Royal Valley. You talk about Albright. It's just winning in that family. Talk about her sister winning that state championship a few years ago.
I think the name that was get was she was like a pesky gnat defensively, right? She just constantly in your way.
Here's a near steal by Bryant. She taps it in the backcourt and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Jackson Heights.
Carly's a little taller than Emily was. Yep. She plays more of a hybrid wing post player. But again, she's been waiting for that opportunity and she's getting it here, especially as a senior starter and one of the leaders here for Coach Boucher.
1:35 to go in the first quarter, 13-7. Jackson Heights, another near steal. They're all tapped away. And Ladson thought it was off of Olberding, but instead the referee says that it's off of Ladson. So Jackson Heights will hold on to it. Checking in for the first time, Lori Benedou.
And this is just an extended break here for Kennedy Bryant. A minute and a half to go in this first quarter. She's been doing everything for Royal Valley so far. So good stuff, I think, here by Coach Boucher. Cobra's trying to take advantage now, though, with the basketball.
Olberding trying to key it in from right in front of us. Gets it in to McMahon. They're losing in the backcourt. Now Price with it. We're going to get a whistle and a foul or a tie-up. I think they're going to get a foul on McMahon.
Oh. Yeah, that time Mackenzie McMahon just kind of dove on the pile instead of reaching in trying to get that jump ball, so she'll pick up her first personal. But Johnny mentioned a minute ago, that is 16 fouls now with 96 seconds to go in the first.
Royal Valley with a basketball in the left corner, better do. Hands it off to the right wing to Blacksmith. She'll dribble it out on top, now kicks to the left wing. Better do into the left corner, kicks to the free throw line. Now back out, here's Price. Right wing, now down low to Nooner. Dribbles once, tries to feed it back out, but we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow will hand it over to Jackson Heights.
That's the good thing about a defensive zone right there, Johnny, is you got to have your top key players come down and dig. They did that time to the Cobras and got the turnover.
Here's Andy Allen, brings it up the floor for the Cobras, dribbles it into the right corner with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Allen picks up her dribble, gives it off to Olberding. She'll dribble to the right corner. Now reverses dribble, feeds it inside to McMahon on the right block. She'll spin, face up, now
nice
go back
move.
Up and under. Her shot's no good, but she got fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. But that is a veteran move by the girl that was a double-double machine last year for the Cobras.
Probably learned a thing or two from her older sister, Trinity, from years gone by. She was the point of that press we talked so much about for this Cobra team, and she was a dominant basketball player. Nice little up-and-under move there by McKenzie.
Now she's at the free throw line for a pair. She's got 2 points so far here in the first quarter. First free throw is good.
Making hay at the line so far tonight are the Cobras, doubling up the Panthers right now, leading 14-7.
52 seconds to go in the first. Right-handed shooter is McMahon. Her second free throw is long, and the rebound goes to Price. So Royal Valley with the basketball. We move from right to left just under a minute to go. Here's a shot put up by Ladson that's no good. Kind of off-balance shot that's pulled away by McMahon. The Cobras will bring it the opposite way with 40 seconds remaining. Utfliss kicks it up on top. The right wing to McMahon. Now Hutfliss between the rings. A lot of pressure on her. Hands it off to Diekman. Center circle. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Probably holding for one final shot here, but Royal Valley has not gone out of this man-to-man defense all game long so far here in this first quarter. Constant defensive pressure on the ball.
Allen in the right corner has to go through her hands and out of bounds. That'll be turnover number two for the Cobras. And Royal Valley will have it back with 15.8 on the clock.
Maybe have some popcorn before this game. That butter just slipped right through there. Trying to get it into the short corner, but hey, how about a sub here by Coach Boucher bringing all 7 points coming from Kennedy Bryant. She comes in for the final 15 seconds of this first.
Exactly what you do as a head coach, a smart decision here. Let's see if it pays off for Coach Boucher. Here's Bryant on the right wing. Steps back, has the ball poked free and stolen away by Olberding. Coming the other way, Olberding left lane line drive and leaves it short on the layup. 3 seconds to go, and they're going to get a foul on Jackson Heights, and that's going to be free throws now with 1.9 on the clock here in the first quarter.
That's something that you don't want to see if you're Coach Dan Shoup. We talked about how both these teams have been really good. It's a clean game so far. The only area that's been pretty bad is fouls here in this first quarter by Jackson Heights. That's now 17 fouls, first one on Canyon.
And so it'll send
Kennedy Bryan to the free throw line for a 1-1. Bryan is 2-for-2 from the line tonight. Again, has all 7 points for Royal Valley in this opening quarter.
Mallory Mulroy coming in for the first time, a 5'4 junior to replace Overton, give her an extended breather. And also in McKenna Reshick to give a breather to Mackenzie McMahon.
1-1 free throw for Bryan. The shot is in and out. The rebound will go to Jackson Heitzfeld. He'll hold on to it, and that's it for quarter number one. One quarter in the books. Good one so far. 14-7. Jackson Heights with the early lead over Royal Valley. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back and have second quarter action between Royal Valley and Jackson Heights, with the Cobras up by 7 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter. Johnny came back with you. Jake Spalding alongside of me. Seth Carlson taking care of us back at the studio. 14-7 our score. Jackson Knights with the lead over Royal Valley. Royal Valley goes from right to left here in this first half. And Jackson Knights from left to right. Royal Valley in their road black uniforms with purple numerals trimmed in white. They'll have the first possession here of quarter number two. Trying to get the offense going. All 7 points so far have come from the hands of Kennedy Bryan, who's got it out on top to start. Here's a three launched up by Latson, and it's airballed. It'll go out of bounds and be Jackson Knights basketball.
You know, one thing that I'll say, though, for Coach Boucher's team is that was the first real three other than Kennedy Bryan that looked in rhythm for the Panthers, as Latson, you know, she's had a couple other shots that just didn't look in rhythm, almost forced, so he's got to be at least pleased with that.
So here's Olberding with the basketball for Jackson Heights. 7:40 to go in the first half. Beekman gives it to the right wing to Thompson, who's back into the game with those two fouls. Thompson on the left block, spins, shoots it up off the window and in.
Wow.
Good move by Keely Thompson at a tough angle, but got it to go. She's got four, and it's 16-7 Jackson Heights.
It's an aggressive move for someone with two fouls right there, and that's why Coach Dan Shoup wants her on the floor.
Jackson Knight still in his zone in that 3-2. They ran the entire first quarter. Here's a three from Bryan. It's short, rimmed in and out, and the rebound is Jackson Knight. Immediately, you see Thompson making a mark on this game as a layup, and then gets a big rebound there. Hutflip back inside to Thompson on the left block. Dribbles once, shoots it high off the window, and rattles it home again. 6 points, back-to-back buckets for Kaylee Thompson. And the lead is up to 11.
Yeah, I mean, again, we talked about it at the top. Thompson, Olberding, they're the two that have most of the Jackson Knights points here tonight. They're the two leaders on this team.
Olberding now knocks the ball away, and it's stolen away by the Cobras. Here's Thompson the other way. Drives to the lane line, throws off the window, counted in one. Three straight buckets by Kaylee Thompson. And all of a sudden, Jackson Knights has opened this lead up to 13 and a chance to add one.
And Coach Boucher is asking for that to be a charge. That was a kind of a 50-50 shot right there, as that was an aggressive take by Thompson. That's what she is. She's 100% at all times. She doesn't lay off. That's an opportunity there maybe to pick up that third foul. Kennedy Bryan picks up the foul instead. And that's a good block charge call right there. That's something that if you're Coach Boucher, you're happy Bryan did it. But for the Cobras, Thompson just being dominant since she came back in.
Her first free throw attempts of the night, and she puts it down. So she's got 9, and the lead is 21-7 for Jackson Heights with 6:40 to go in the half. This is a quick 7-0 spurt by the Cobras to start this second quarter. Now we're going to get a foul in the front court. That's going to go against Diekman. That will be her second now, and it will send Kira Blacksmith to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, and just get ready. Anytime a whistle blows against White here in this final 6.5 of the first half, they're going to the line, are the Panthers.
but can't make the free throw, and but the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Jackson Heights, and so it'll stay with Royal Valley.
Set opportunity every time Royal Valley's had it underneath their own basket. They haven't had a shot immediately. They still had to go through their offense. See what they do here.
Davis kicks to the right wing to Bryan. Up on top, it's Blacksmith into the corner. Lats in a rhythm three-pointer. Off the back rim. It'll roll into the right corner. It'll be tracked down by Huffless, who gives it off to Diekman to walk it up the floor.
See, Jackson Knight stays aggressive and gives it to Thompson yet again.
This is Olberding in the left corner. Drives to the baseline. Spins it back out to the foul line. Now drives in, goes up and under, and lays it in. That is a pretty move by Canyon Olberding. And Coach Boucher's seen enough. He wants a timeout.
That was a... I mean, she's got long legs of Canyon Olberding. She's lengthy. And that time, spins through the lane. Nice up and under. And the Cobras dominant here to start the first minute 50 of this second quarter.
Should go ahead and keep it here. 6:11 to go here in this first half. Something we have a chance to talk about. Just, you know, these two leagues, the Big 7 League and the Northeast Kansas League, they are completely different. Let's not get it twisted. The Big 7 League continue to be one of the best throughout the entire state. The NEK, though, this year, it is very down. This is a big game for Jackson Heights.
Yeah.
It's a good gauge for them to see really what they have, because when you look at the Northeast Kansas League, I mean, this is just, I mean, just anybody can look at this. When you look at the league, really, you look at ACCHS, that's about the only team that you can look at and say that's going to be a test for ACCHS, for Jackson Heights. ACCHS, the preseason number 8 ranked team in the state, and they're a team that brings back everybody from last year. They have 3 juniors that are absolute studs. These two teams, ACCHS and Jackson Heights, that's going to be the Northeast Kansas League title crown right there between those two.
And for years and years and years, Jackson Heights has dominated ACCHS, but that's not the case anymore. You've got to respect the Lady Tigers and what they bring to the table, but what kind of a confidence builder would this be? I mean, we still have a ton of ball game left in this one, but the start right now by this Cobra team has been one that has been one that I don't think the Jackson Heights community expected. I live in the Jackson Heights community. I go to church. I surround myself with a bunch of these people, and this is something that they didn't expect for the start. And, again, can they maintain it is the big key, because you know Royal Valley and Coach Dave Boucher, they're going to make adjustments, and they're going to make a game of this.
So Royal Valley knew. They knew going into this game, they're going to take probably the first, maybe probably until Christmas, going to take that many games to get everybody underneath themselves with not having the Irving sisters. I mean, they did a lot. But, you know, there is, we've seen good flashes from Royal Valley. See if they can get back into this game. 5:50 to go in the first half, 23-7. Jackson Heights leads. The Cobras with the basketball after Davis missed one inside here. The spinning, turning shot by Thompson that's no good. Rebounded by Davis, and here comes Royal Valley.
I'd like to see Royal Valley have the ball go through Brian's hands at least 2 times before a shot goes up. She's had a touch once already on this possession.
Pass down low, contested tightly by Jackson Heights. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's last touched by Davis. So it'll be another turnover for Royal Valley, their 5th here of this first half. 5:29 to go in the half, and it's still a 23-7 lead for the Cobras.
So only one touch for Bryan that time. Ends up in a turnover for the Panthers. They got to put, again, you got to play through your best player to get looks.
Thompson inside to Olberding. Had a look. Now she dribbles it back out. On the left wing, Thompson holds on to it. Now Huffless dribbles it out between the rings.
Switching the defense here now. Royal Valley in a zone, 2-3 zone.
First time we've seen a zone tonight by the Panthers. They were strictly man-to-man the entire first quarter and the start of the second. Into the corner, here's Thompson, down low to Olberding. She'll put it up off the window and down. Actually, that was McMahon on the ninth feed, but Olberding does get the bucket. She's got 9.
And just made it look easy against that zone that time. The Cobras, they like zone. They find too many cutters on their offense in that scheme.
Now ball tapped around. Royal Valley is making a concerted effort to try to get it inside to Davis, but the Cobras have 2 or 3 girls every single time. Gordon Davis is knocking the ball away almost every single time so far.
The difference of the two teams right now is Cobras on offense. They have a lot of movement. Right now, Royal Valley, not very much movement on the offensive side.
A lot of contact there. We'll get a whistle and a foul as Bryan drove to the inside. Kennedy Bryan's going to head to the free throw line, as that was going to be on McMahon. That will be her second. So now Thompson, McMahon, and Diekman, all with 2 fouls in this first half for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, all starters, all key components for Dan Shoup's team.
Bryan, 2 for 2 from the line. They get 3 for 3 as she makes the front end of the 1-1. She's got 8 points. We'll have 1 more free throw.
We talked about what would get the Panthers back in this game. Making your free throws will do just that.
Second one from the right-handed shooter is nothing but nylon. So 9 points for Bryan, 25-9 is our score, 4:40 to go in the first half. Start a little early here tonight in this opening game of the season, and going to have a pretty good flow so far to this point. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Royal Valley still in the zone. Olberding at 3 is blocked away by Alfright, but it's into the hands
of McMahon. She forces up a shot. It's no good. Rebound yanked away by Bryan of Royal Valley.
Yeah, she was looking for contact. No whistle that time. Here come the Panthers.
Bryan out on top. Thought about a three. Now drives. Flicks up a shot with the right hand. Off the window is no good. And the rebound taken away by McMahon.
Panthers quickly get back. They're going to set up their zone. Motion offense here for Jackson Heights. Trying to find a cutter going down the lane.
I think Royal Valley is kind of okay if Jackson Heights starts chucking up some threes.
Yeah.
They're perfectly fine with that. Here's Thompson from the free throw line, and she rattles in a jumper.
She make it look too easy sometimes, Johnny.
She does.
Just a flick of the wrist.
11 points now for Kaylee Thompson, and it's 27-9 Jackson Heights. The Wizards have looked great. Here's Albright, a three from straight away. It's air ball to the right side of the rim and goes out of bounds.
Only one three's been made in this game. That was Bryan back in the first quarter. A lot of threes that have been put up by the Panthers. Again, that's what their M.O. was when they had the Irving girls. That was the M.O. underneath Coach Dave Bichet, back even to Coach Kyle Porter. They like shooting from the outside. Have not found much luck here tonight in Jackson Heights. I think they've attempted maybe just one.
Dawson Cochran back into the game for Jackson Heights. Oberding, though, with it on the right baseline. Kicks it out to Cochran. Now back into the right court. Oberding. She'll try a three. This one's off the side of the backboard. Into the hands of Thompson. Tries to feed it down low to Cochran. She'll dribble once. Put it up and in and one. Great passing by Jackson Heights. The bucket for Cochran. Her first, and she'll hit the line to try to complete a three-point play.
Well, first off, the Cobras are very fortunate that shot didn't hit that cable on the top of the backboard there. But Thompson, with the offensive rebound, nice find to Cochran, who puts it in and one at the line.
Talked about earlier that Kaylee McMahon last year was a double-double machine. You can see why. She is constantly around the basketball. Cochran makes the free throw. She's got three, and it's 30-9. Jackson Heights here with 3:15 to go in the first half. Bryan drives inside, flips up and shoots up a 10-foot jumper. It's short. Rebound to Oberding of Jackson Heights. Nearly traveled with it, but got it away to Diekman, who brings it across the timeline. Oberding to the foul line, all the way inside. Scoop shot off the window is no good. Rebound tapped around. It's into the hands of Price. Here's Lassen in the front court. Quickly drives down. Stops, throws up a shot off glass. It's in and out. The rebound to Diekman. A
lot of rush shots here for Royal Valley and Jackson Heights. They're content with slowing things down offensively. You're up 30-9, and Johnny, they haven't ran press all night long.
I'm kind of surprised, really.
Me
haven't
too.
Seen that press. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm guessing conditioning not quite there, maybe, that Coach Shoup wants to be able to run that press. But 2:35 to go in the half. It's a 21-point advantage for the Cobras. Pass inside to Thompson. Spins. Has a shot blocked away by Davis and taken by the Panthers. Ladson into the forecourt. The right wing to Bryan. Pumps on a three. Drives to the baseline. Pull up 15-footer is airballed, and it's into the hands of Hutfliss. Hutfliss now the other way. A three on two. Hutfliss all the way to the other end. Fills up a shot that's blocked away by Davis. Thompson's got it. Now the ball on the floor. Picked around, and Royal Valley has a breakaway now. Here's Ladson. Gets a turnover. Drives down. Flicks up a shot that's blocked away. No foul call. Now Bryan with it underneath the hoop, but it's stolen away by Oberding, and they're going to foul on Royal Valley. A lot of contact. No whistle on both possessions. With 2 minutes to go, it will be Royal Valley basketball. The foul is on Ladson. That will be her first.
I think your comment of lots of contact could be repeated a couple times. Both sides, these officials are letting these girls play here. First ball game of the year. And Jackson Heights forces another turnover from Royal Valley at the end of it. But the Cobras themselves turned it over. Let's see if things settle down here in the final 2 minutes.
There are 2 minutes to go. It's 30-9 Jackson Heights. Oberding thought about a right wing three. Now Cochran out on top. Gets it back to Oberding. Now Cochran again. She'll try a straightaway three. It's off the back rim. In and out. Rebound tapped around. Into the hands of Price. I gotta think if Royal Valley, if they can just make a couple of shots, get some type of confidence offensively.
Yeah.
Get something going.
The zone right now by Jackson Heights is just absolutely, you know, just
really stifling. Yeah.
I mean, it's something that Royal Valley has zero clean pass to the rim. They have no open shots. Everything is forced. You got to give a lot of credit to the Cobra defense here to start this first half.
Going out of bounds into the hands of Jackson Heights now with 1:15 to go. Here's Oberding right at the head of the circle. Right wing to Hutcliffe. Oberding, she'll try a right wing three. This one's good. Nothing but nylon for Kaylee Thompson. Kanan Oberding, she's got 12. The lead is now 33-9 for the Cobras. Here's Lathan trying to answer. Too strong. Tapped out of bounds. Off of McMahon, I believe. And so it will be Royal Valley basketball from the baseline.
Now have a first half, Kanan Oberding. You're feeling it. She's done a lot of the dirty work down underneath the basket that time. Squares up, drains a triple, and the Cobras have their largest lead of the ball game. Now here at 24.
55 seconds to go. Ball taps into the backcourt. Chasing after it. Overding, good hustle, comes up with it. Gets underneath the basket, and then gets hit on the arm. Should be on the pass.
Yeah, I would think it'd be on the floor. They're going to call it a shooting foul, Johnny.
Wow, they're going to call it a shooting foul.
Wow.
I thought it was a passing foul or a pass as well, but...
You know, Coach Shoup and these Cobra faithful, they're not going to complain about it, but everybody that's here in purple and Coach Boucher, I think I'd probably lean in their favor a little bit with that argument.
Yeah, Coach Boucher went over the official and said, no, there's no way that was. And Overding misses the first free throw, so some would say maybe ball don't lock.
Just the first personal on Carly Albright for Roll Valley.
Second free throw. It is good. So that one rattles in for Overding. She's got 13, and it's 34-9. Jackson Heights. Bryan, a three from the right corner, is too strong off the back iron, and it's tapped out of bounds by Hutchless, so it'll stay with Royal Valley with 45 seconds to go.
Again, one pass and a shot. One pass and a shot. This Panther offense has just looked way out of sync so far in this ballgame. Again, first game of the year, a lot of new faces on this roster. But this Cobra defense, you got to give credit to it.
Another ball topped in the backcourt, and this one's stolen away by Diekman. Left-hand layup is no good. Rebound tapped
nice
around. Hutchless has it. Diekman now. Ball tapped around. Rolling around. It's picked away by Latson. Two on one. Latson drives in. Hands it to Bryan. She stops. A lot of contact now. It's thrown up by Bryan. It's no good. Price's shot. It is no good, but she got fouled. So that is going to be on Hutchless, her second. So now you've got four players with two fouls for Jackson Heights.
Again, a team that doesn't go very deep on their roster. So how will this play a factor once we get to the latter part of the third quarter into the fourth quarter of this ballgame?
Price, another one of the veteran girls returning for Royal Valley. Saw plenty of minutes last year. Left-handed shooter, missed the first. Second one on the way. It is wide right, but Price gets the rebound, then tries to spin and has it stolen away by Overding, but they're going to call a jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it with the Panthers. 26 seconds to go in the half. It's 34-9, Jackson Heights.
And if you're a Royal Valley, you would like to see somebody score the basketball other than Kennedy Bryan here in this first half.
Bryan has it, kicks it to the left side of Albright. Now Bryan dribbles right side of the baseline, pulls
nice
up a shot off the window. It's too strong, but right there is Nooner to clean it up and in. Samantha Nooner has her first point. And it's 34-11, Jackson Heights with 12 seconds to go in the half. Diekman dribbles to the left elbow. Here's Olberding. She'll dribble to the foul line all the way in the middle lane. Floats up a shot with her right hand. It's no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Cochran. 2 seconds left. Up on top, Hutchless. Straightaway three at the buzzer. It's short. And that's how the first half comes to a close. All Cobras early on in this game. A dominant showing by Jackson Heights here in the opening game of this 2021-22 campaign. We're going to take a break. We'll have the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show, and we return. Our score, 34-11. Jackson Heights leads it on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Holton Community Hospital announces Dr. Manadar Lakala, MD, is now offering oncology and hematology services in the specialty clinic. Dr. Lakala treats patients with various types of cancers and those with blood-related disorders, clotting problems, or bleeding issues. Dr. Lakala takes specific interest in treating patients with breast and lung cancer and places great focus on improving their outcomes with the quality care you come to expect at Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics. For more info, call the specialty clinic at Holton Community Hospital and Canton Care close to home.
You are invited to a retirement reception for Tom Kidwell during G&Bank Bank's Holiday Open House on Friday, December 3rd in Hiawatha from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by the bank's lobby to share a memory or wish Tom well on his retirement after 38 years in community banking. G&Bank Bank invites you to enjoy refreshments and visit with friends on Friday, December 3rd during the Holiday Open House at G&Bank Bank Hiawatha. Happy holidays from your friends at G&Bank Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Jackson Heights High School, we're at halftime of tonight's girls game. They open up this 2021-22 season. Jackson Heights leads Royal Valley 34-11 here at intermission. A great showing in the early portion of this game by the Jackson Heights Cobras under ninth-year head coach Dan Shoup. Johnny came back with you. Jake Spaulding alongside of me. Steph Tollison taking care of us back at our studios. Let's look at the first half statistics. They are brought to you by NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Jackson Heights led 14-7 after the first quarter, but put up 20 points in the second and held Royal Valley to just 4. The Cobras got out in transition. They forced a couple of turnovers, and it was the Canyon Oberding and Kaylee Thompson show. Kaylee Thompson had 11 points in the first half, but 9 of those came in the second quarter after she picked up 2 quick fouls to start the game and sat pretty much the entirety of the first quarter, except for a few minutes early on. She came on strong, and then Canyon Oberding, she finished with 13 points in that first half. So you look at Oberding with 13, Thompson with 11 for Jackson Heights. The Cobras only turned it over 3 times. They did make 1 3 and were 5 of 8 from the free throw line. So Oberding with 13, Thompson with 11. Then it drops off to 3 points each for Mackenzie McMahon and Dawson Cochran, and 2 each for Annie Allen. She's 2 for Annie Allen, and that is it, the scoring for Jackson Heights. Royal Valley, meanwhile, it wasn't like really they turned the ball over a ton. They just didn't get anything going offensively. They only had 5 turnovers and only 1 in the second quarter. But they only hit 1 3, but they were 4 of 6 from the free throw line, so that's respectable. But the big thing is, Hendy Bryan's really the only girl that scored the basketball. She had 9 points for Royal Valley, so 9 of the 11 came from Hendy Bryan. Samantha Nooner had the only other 2-point field goal for the Royal Valley Panthers in that first half. And so, Jake, you look at it, I mean, Royal Valley, you've got to be pleased at least for the simple fact that you're not turning the ball over, but then you look at only putting up 11 points in the first half. Coach Boucher can't be happy about that.
Well, he can't be happy about the offensive output, but he also can't be happy the way that their defense has been playing so far tonight. Again, you alluded to it, only 1 3-pointer in the first half for Jackson Heights. It's not like they're shooting lights out from around the perimeter. Jackson Heights is getting offensive rebounds. They're getting penetration in the lane. And there's a ton of back screening and a ton of cutting by this Cobra team that it was very effective against the man. And then when Royal Valley decided to switch to zone, it seemed almost more effective because kids were finding zone in that defensive zone of Royal Valley and finding open looks. But again, I think hustle is something that Coach Boucher is preaching to his girls right now at halftime, saying we're getting out-hustled by this Cobra team. Again, we said at the top of the broadcast that Jackson Heights is a full pressure, a lot of intensity on the defensive side, full court all the way, going to tire you out. They haven't ran that one single time in this game so far. So when will that turn on? It could turn on in the second half, and that, I think, would just make that the life of Coach Boucher and this Panther team more miserable because they're already exhausted themselves because they tried full court pressure on Jackson Heights. The Cobras just beat it left and right.
Well, and the problem, too, though, with Royal Valley, when you don't make shots, you don't have a chance to set up your press. So, I mean, that's a big thing, too. Really, you know, Coach Boucher, he does want his girls to get out and pressure a ton, but you have an opportunity when you don't score the basketball, but you don't have a time to set up your press. I mean, that is very tough. I wouldn't be surprised, though, to see Coach Boucher in the second half, even on a couple misses, try to get his girls to set up that pressure. Just a little bit something different, because at this point, what do you have to lose? I mean, right now, 34-11 here at the half. You got to try to find something different at least. But with that, again, our halftime score, 34-11 is the lead for the Jackson Heights Cobras over the Royal Valley Panthers. Again, our halftime show is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on T16. If you want the best, you've got to get out of town. A 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Let's take another break. We'll come back. We'll try to find some scores of other games around the area, and then we'll get set to start the third quarter of our game with Jackson Knights leading Royal Valley 34-11 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
Welcome back again to Jackson Heights High School. Johnny came back with you. Jake's folding alongside of me. Seth Thompson taking care of us back in the studios. Don't forget, after our game tonight, we'll have the first edition of the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. First time in this 2021-22 season. Seth will be your man. All the scores and recaps of everything here in this opening Friday night of the season. Jake, you know, we look at it, some teams got underway last night.
Yeah.
We have, 3 weeks until we take a Christmas break? But I know a lot of people say, you know, games really don't matter before Christmas, but I look at it, it's a great gauge. These first few games, not only see what you got, like a game like tonight, play some different competition and give yourself a chance to really be competitive in some of these games.
A lot of people don't like non-conference scheduling. They don't like playing teams that aren't in their league because, you know, our league record's what matters when we're looking at postseason and all this stuff. No, because if you pick up 3-4 non-conference wins, especially when you're in classifications that are a little bit bigger, that means a ton. And so games like tonight, but if anything else, this is a confident night right now for Jackson Knights. Coach Shoup, Coach Alley, they can go. If they continue on the way they are, they win this ball game. At practice next week, girls, did you see what we just did against Royal Valley? That's a 3A school. That is a school that's bigger than us. That's a school that has, you know, more kids in the vicinity to be able to have bigger depth. We've only got 7 girls that play. It's a confidence booster for Royal Valley. On the flip side, this is a good game for them just to see, okay, this is where we're at. We gotta improve here. We need more people other than Kennedy Bryan to step in and be confident with a shot too.
Well, I think about a team like Hiawatha. I mean, Hiawatha last night played Marysville, went at the buzzer. I mean, Marysville, obviously a team that it was really, really good last year. That's a big confidence booster for Hiawatha going into Big 7 play. And Hiawatha, I think a lot of people think, might be one of the best teams in the Big 7 league this year. And right away, Royal Valley gets the steal as we're underway in the third quarter. Royal Valley with the basketball operating from left to right here in this second half. Same 5 that started the game in there. Bryan immediately goes to the rack. Their shot off the window is in and out. And the rebound will go to Jackson Heights.
Well, we were curious about how the defensive pressure was going to turn up for Royal Valley to start the second half. Full court press.
And there is Olverding right on cue, just like she picked up from the second quarter. She has a layup, and she's got 15 points to make it 36-11.
I mean, Olverding and Thompson tonight, just making it look really easy against this Panther defense.
Ella, three by Bryan, is blocked by Olberding. She has been everywhere tonight.
The length, again, this team is very long for Jackson Heights. That's why pressing and tight defensive pressure is important for them.
Olberding with the basketball out near midcourt, drives all the way to the baseline, puts up a shot that's blocked away by Davis. And now we're going to have a whistle and the jump ball. The possession arrow will have it to Rural Valley.
Again, that's Thompson. She's being aggressive right there. Easily could have been maybe a foul on her for crashing in like that. That would have been her third. Thompson, she had to sit early. Remember, about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, she went out of the ball game. Jackson had kind of lulled offensively. When she came back in, 7 straight points in the second quarter.
I tell you, I kind of like the way the referees have been officiating this game tonight. I mean, I know last night there was a game that we had on the radio that there was just fouls and fouls and fouls. I like kind of letting them play a little bit tonight. Here's a steal by Jackson Heights. 6 turnover of the game for Royal Valley. Huck with the left wing 3 is off the back iron. Rebound on one of the smallest players on the floor. And Carly Albright, and here comes Royal Valley.
She's a hustle player. Carly Albright, we're speaking of here, is just constantly around the ball, on the floor, doing anything she can to help this team out.
Price, the left or right wing corner 3 is off the rim, but it's rebounded down by Latson. She'll pull it back for Royal Valley. And now here's a steal by Olberding. Picks off the pass, brings it down the right lane, chops, absorbs contact, and gets fouled.
Second personal here on Kennedy Bryan. She just tried to contest the shot there, but it's going to send Olberding to the line for a pair of free throws.
So Olberding to the line where she is 2 for 4 tonight. She's got 15 points. First free throw is it.
Think about this team for Jackson Heights. They've been pretty stacked as far as athletes the last 5, 6, 7 years. And so a lot of these kids that are really coming on their own right now, like Kenyon Olberding in her junior year here in this first game, she didn't get see much floor time because of the girls that were ahead of her just strictly by age.
Second free throw is in and out for Olberding, and the rebound goes to Albright, who brings it up the floor for Royal Valley. I mean, to me, this is a huge game for Jackson Heights just because we talked about how down the NEK is this year as Davis gets a basket underneath for her first points of the night, makes it 37-13 in favor of Jackson Heights. This is a big game because when we kind of saw it last year, really Jackson Heights didn't get tested much throughout the season. They got the sub-state loss in the semifinals and a big upset. You know, I look at this game as huge for Jackson Heights more than it is for Royal Valley.
I agree 100%. Here's a ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Royal Valley. 37-13, 5:40 to go in the third. But, yeah, because, you know, Jackson Heights, any KO team, What league did they run into? The Twin Valley League.
Yep.
I mean, that is the transparency, the different styles of pressure against this.
And Jackson Knights is going to help them a little bit as they go back to 2A this season. So they'll play some different teams when it comes to sub-state time. And there's a steal by Hutchlish. She'll bring it the other way. Gets contact and bumped and a foul. And she will shoot 2.
And that's a great point right there, Johnny. The fact that they moved up to 2A this year, because when it was so stacked, so loaded last year, when we went over and covered that sub-state, there was over in Centralia, there was just so many good teams that you could arguably say that 3 or 4 of those teams could have been at the state tournament.
First free throw in there for Huckless. This is her first trip to the line tonight.
And I feel like you can say that almost about, you know, even some of the Big 7 area league teams that we had a year ago. You know, some of these regional assignments, sub-state assignments, have some of the best teams in them that should be at a state tournament. So it really is, you know, if you win your sub-state, you're going to have a really good chance at state.
Exactly. Now the ball, again, stolen away by Jackson Heights. The fourth turnover already in this third quarter by Royal Valley. You look at that sub-state that Jackson Heights is going to be in this year. It's the Valley Falls one. You got basically the whole Northeast Kansas League in there, and then you throw a team like Riverside.
What a save.
And that's it. There's a basket up and in for
Kaylee Thompson. Olberding, just the effort right there, Johnny. She saves it in underneath the basket. Thompson flashes to the middle of the lane, just scoops it up and scoops it home.
13 for Thompson, 41-13. Jackson Heights, here's a pass down low. Again, nearly stolen away by Olberding, but we're going to get a jump ball. The possession arrow will give it over to Jackson Heights. We're talking about that sub-state again.
Yeah.
The entire Northeast Kansas League, essentially. And then you have Riverside. That's it.
So you're going to play your entire league schedule. Go to the postseason and say, we're going to play our league schedule again.
Yep. And here's a near steal by Royal Valley. Ball tapped out of bounds by Blacksmith. It'll stay with Royal Valley. But here's the sub-state. Moore Hill, ACCHS, Horton, Jackson Heights, McLeod, Oskaloosa, Riverside, Valley Falls, and Jeff County North. The Northeast Kansas League and Riverside, who actually has probably going to be the favorite of that.
Right.
There's a pass inside. It's knocked away and stolen away by Jackson Heights. Both teams turn it over on back-to-back possessions. A little bit of sloppy play here to start this third quarter. 4:40 to go, 41-13. Inside, here's McMahon, shot off the window, is way too strong, ball loose on the floor, and it's picked away by Blacksmith. Blacksmith into the front court, hands it off to Ladson, she'll drive to the baseline, floats up a shot with the right hand, and it's good. First point of the night for Alyssa Ladson.
Well, there's not a lid on that bucket for Royal Valley. They've only got two buckets here in this third quarter, but again, we're talking about what's the struggles here for Royal Valley. Nobody's confident with the basket.
Now here's a steal by Bryan. She'll drive in, spin, but have it knocked away by Hutchlitz. Fight for the ball now. We're going to get a foul.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be on? I think it's going to be on Hutchlitz. Who's going to pick up that foul? It is going to be on Hutchlitz. She will pick up her third personal foul.
So another turnover on Jackson Heights here in this third frame. I'm going to see him being a little bit tired here in this third quarter after having that long break at halftime.
Albright thought about a three. Now Bryan on the left wing drives in, puts the ball inside to Davis.
She'll
spin, shoot with the left hand, and bank it off the window and in. A couple buckets for Morgan Davis here in the quarter, and it's 41-17 Jackson Heights. Wouldn't be surprised to see a timeout by Coach Shoup here before long, just to give his girls a little bit of a breather.
Exactly right.
Oberding right at the head of the circle, between the rings, the Hutchlitz, ripped around the horn as Royal Valley's in a man-to-man. Inside, Sue Thompson shoots it off the window and down. Counted and one, 15 for Thompson, and a chance to complete a three-point play.
Well, again, just a phenomenal move by Kaylee Thompson that time. She kind of faked to the inside of the lane, absorbed contact, did a step through, and banked it home. That was a great move by Thompson, and you just talked about it. Here comes a timeout for Coach Dan Shoup with 3:39 to go here in this third quarter. Just to give his kids a break, they're rolling right now, Johnny. It's 43-17 Cobras here in quarter number three.
3:39 to go, third quarter. This timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Vining. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 3:39 to go in the third, 43-17. Jackson Heights on top on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
.339 to go, third quarter, 43-17. Jackson Heights leads Royal Valley. Johnny Kane back with you. Jake Spaulding alongside me, putting the headset back on again. We've got Seth Collison, our man, back in the studios as well. It's been all Jackson Heights here so far, and it'll be Kaylee Thompson at the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. The free throw is missed off the left side of the rim, and here comes Royal Valley. Here's a three-pointer rimmed in and out. Thompson with a rebound, kicks it off to Oberding. Ball tapped around, but Oberding's got it. Gained into the left wing. Kicks it back out on top to Diekman. She'll back it out near the timeline. Now dribble out to the left wing. Hands it off to Oberding. Dribbles to the foul line. Flicks it off to Thompson. A 10-foot jumper is too strong. Rebound is rolled on the floor. Fought for. Diekman's looking to grab it. It's going to be a jump ball. The Royal Valley Panthers will have possession.
This might sound kind of weird, Johnny, but Kaylee Thompson seems less comfortable with her feet set than she does when she's kind of off balance.
Last two times that
she's shot the basketball, her feet were set. She was facing the basket and overshooting on the shot.
On the left wing with the basketball, Ladson up on top. Now the Blacksmith driving the baseline, throwing a wild shot up and tapped out of bounds now. It will be Jackson Heights basketball.
So 2:51 to go in this third quarter. It's 43-17. Royal Valley showing full court pressure here, and they got to get some stops immediately here. But if you're the Cobras, this is a great press offense here in this first game of the year.
Here's Oberding back the other way, drives all the way to the baseline, stops, has the ball poked out of bounds. And the Cobras are live at the baseline with 2:41 to go in the third quarter.
Now, I'm going to say great practice. I mean, I wasn't saying this has been perfect by them by any stretch, but it's great practice here for this first game of the year. Royal Valley's defense, again, they're closing in. Man-to-man, they're really tight on the defensive side.
Nice speed inside, and a cut by Thompson gives her a layup for 17 points. She'll take the team high from Overding and make it a 45-17 lead for the Cobras. Here's a three by Blacksmith, too strong. Rebound by Cochran. Now the ball tapped free, but Overing's got it. Back to Cochran. She'll bring up the floor. A three on two. Nice pass up ahead. McMahon lost it. Gets it back. The left block goes over her left shoulder. Shot's no good. Rebound tapped around into the hands of Thompson, and she gets hammered from behind.
Great. Again, we talked about hustle at halftime. That's just hustle right there. Effort, going for the loose balls, going for the rebound. I wish I kept rebounding statistics, Johnny, because I feel like Jackson Knights is outleading rebounding Royal Valley 5-1 in this ball game.
Here's Thompson. She'll have two shots. First one, good. Kaylee is 2-3 from the free throw line. So 2:14 to go. This is a free throw to make it a 30-point game. So I wanted to make sure that running clock didn't start now or until the fourth quarter, as a free throw is good by Thompson to give her 19 points. It's a 47-17 lead for Jackson Heights. 2:10 to go. So with it out on top. Right wing, Bryant chucks up a three. It's off the right side of the rim, and it'll roll into the corner and out of bounds.
Good hustle there by Carly Albright, just chasing down the basketball. But, again, you need more than one if you're this Panther team. You got to have hustle and effort. Again, Jackson Heights, I can't talk about it enough. This is, again, something where you might not be fully conditioned, but the Cobras are definitely showing that they are in well with their conditioning here early.
Diekman brings it up the floor for the Cobras. Now stops, pulls it back out. So Shoup wants to run a little clock here with under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and the Cobras leading by 30. Inside. Going up is Overding. A lot of contact, no whistle. Now McMahon with it. Price all over her. They're going to get a foul finally. But a lot of contact there. I'm an advocate.
Right.
Like something,
so. Say, we were just talking about how we appreciate how the officials let them play, but when you kind of get hammered, you kind of have to bobble your head around a little bit like Overding did there to kind of regain yourself. Probably should have been a whistle.
I'll say I'd rather have it this way than the other way.
No doubt.
Pass it on top to Diekman. She's got it between the rings. 1:39 to go in the third quarter, 47-17. Hand off to Overding on the left wing. Now Thompson between the circles, kicks to the right side to Cochran. She'll drive to the baseline. Stops, pulls up a shot with the right hand. It's short. Rebound is rolled around and picked up by Cochran. The Cobras just wanting it so much more right now.
Another offensive rebound, another offensive opportunity. When you're up by 30, sometimes teams maybe will just get lackadaisical, but not this Cobra team right now.
McMahon, just inside of the three-point line, down low to Cochran. She flicks up a shot with the right hand. That's short, and the ball tapped around. Stolen away
wow.
by Thompson, and she puts it up and in. 21 for Kaylee Thompson. She has been everywhere tonight.
If you want to watch film about what effort is, watch Kaylee Thompson.
Now there's a foul and a running shot by Kennedy Bryan, and she'll head to the line and shoot a pair.
Thompson had every reason just to hustle back. That was an easy rebound for Royal Valley's Blacksmith, and she got a hustle back play defense. No, she immediately went for the ball, got it back, and laid it up and in. That is something you can't really teach. That's just ingrained in you.
Here's a free throw for Kennedy Bryan. She's 4-for-4 from the strike tonight, and her first free throw is good. She's got 10.
It's her first point of the third quarter, I think, Johnny, isn't it?
Yep. Second free throw was in there as well.
So full court press coming here because, again, they make a basket, do the Panthers. They make a free throw. It allows them to set up full court pressure. Jackson Heights has broken it a few times, but Royal Valley's also done a good job of face guarding and making it hard to trigger the ball in.
Baseball pass the other end. Thompson's got it. She'll dribble the lane line, go up with the right hand, and lay it in. 23 points for Kingley Thompson. 51-29, Jackson Heights under 45 seconds to go. Third quarter of play. Drive inside. Latson shot. No good. Good strong rebound by McMahon. She'll flick it off to Diekman and outnumbers the other way for the Cobras, but they'll slow it down.
Did you say she was a rebounding machine a year ago? Yeah, hadn't missed a step.
No, not at all. What impressed me about Jackson Heights, it impressed me last year, but even more this year still, just the length they have. So much length. Here's McMahon inside. She flicks it off the window and in.
That was tough. That was great defense by Morgan Davis. Straight up pressure on her. Fading away, but McMahon finds a way to bank it home, and the Cobras lead is 53-19.
12 seconds to go in the quarter. Bryan clicks to the right side. Latson spots for three, and it's good. She's got five. 3 seconds to go. The Cobras will just hold on to it. Overding will dribble it out, and that's the end of three quarters of play here at Jackson Heights. We'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter, 53-22. Jackson Heights leads Royal Valley that fourth quarter when we return. The MSE Sports Radio Network.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. Again, we will have a running clock here in this fourth quarter. 53-22 is our score, with Jackson Heights leading Royal Valley. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny Kane here with you. Should have a pretty good boys game coming up. Royal Valley, one of the preseason ranked teams in Class 3A, and Jackson Heights returning pretty much everybody from last year except for maybe one guy. There's McMahon, a jumper out of the timeout, and right down Broadway is Mackenzie McMahon. She's got seven.
Shooting with confidence right now, Johnny, is what this Cobra team is. Everybody that touches the basketball, they're facing the basket and saying, yeah, I think I can make this. They put it up, and they do.
Really, I played with confidence all night long, and it does not look like a first game of the year at all. Bryan, straightaway triple. Might have been partially tipped, but it hits the front of the rim. And it rattles out. It's pulled down by Jackson Heights.
And a double dribble here by Kylie Diekman. You know, the Cobras have done a good job taking care of the basketball tonight. You haven't seen too many mental mistakes like right there by Kylie Diekman, but a running clock here in this fourth quarter. At this point, this game's going to fly by, and you know, as a coach, you're looking at your girls and saying, okay, what can you improve on? What can we work on? Offensive sets here for Royal Valley. They're really going to be focusing on how to run through their offense.
Davis inside, kicks it out, Latson a three. It's good. Second three-pointer for Alyssa Latson. She's got eight and makes it a 30-point game once again, 55-25, under 7 minutes to go.
And Coach Boucher elects to not bring full-court pressure after a made basket here. So Cobras easily bring it into the front court, and running their own offense here.
Diekman misses a shot from the inside, and it's pulled away, and now knocked free and stolen away again by Jackson Heights. It's turnover number 12 for Royal Valley.
Have I talked about Thompson and her ability to just be hustling? Right there. She's coming back down for on the defensive side, not even close to the play, but she just throws her arms out there, knocks it away, gets a turnover. Timeout here for Jackson Heights.
Let's keep it here. Just a quick 30-second timeout. 6:25 to go in the game, 55-25. So you look ahead, really, for both of these teams. For Jackson Heights, they've got Oskaloosa on Tuesday. That's a team that nobody really knows what they're going to see because they don't return a single varsity player from last year. So that's going to be a new look Oskaloosa team on Tuesday. Pleasant Ridge then on Friday of next week. The big game that I look at that I think a lot of people might not quite look at for Jackson Heights, I think next, in two Tuesdays, on December the 14th at Valley Falls, Valley Falls is going to be a team that's going to surprise a lot of people this year. They've got a very, very good young core led by Jordan Hale, who played at Benedictine College and went to Jeff County North, one of the best players in Jeff County North high school history.
Well, and that's another thing, too. You're talking about the youth. I mean, those girls for Valley Falls, they started all freshmen, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago, maybe, or maybe it was just last year. All these years run together anymore, Johnny. But they're starting, and they're in a core group, and they go through the tough battles that they went through as Thompson misses the runner in the lane. Gets her on a rebound, Johnny. Oh, she still couldn't put it back in.
Good hustle. Annie Allen on the inside. It's fouled. As she goes up, she'll head to the free throw line for a couple.
But like I was saying, though, that is prime time opportunities for you to continue to grow, mesh, and increase your speed, increase your abilities, and increase your just your teamwork, and that Valley Falls team will be a team that you can't just overlook like some teams maybe have in the past.
They got a sophomore that might be one of the best players in the entire league here in a couple of years, Corey Kirkwood. Remember her sister, Reagan?
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the best players, not even in the league, in the entire state just a few years ago. Free throw rattles in for Allen. She nails both. So 4 points for Allen, and it's 57-25. Jackson Heights as the clock continues to roll with 5:40 to go in the game. Bryan, a straightaway triple. That's pure. So a couple of threes gone down for Rural Valley here in this fourth quarter. 14 points for Katie Bryan. She's really had a pretty good game.
She has. And again, I mean, that's tough to be the person on a team like Kennedy Bryan will be this year for Rural Valley. A lot of pressure on you to make sure you go score the basketball. She's done her part tonight. You're not going to go out and score 30 every single game. You need some help, and that's what this team's going to see after watching the tape after this game. But Bryan overall has played well.
I liked hearing from Coach Boucher earlier this week when I talked to him for the first time on our locker room chat. He told me, he said, you know, Kennedy Bryan, she knows. She knows that she's going to have to be the go-to scorer. She knows because she's been there. She knows she has the most experience, one of the most experienced players on this team, so it's not like it's going to be a ton of extra pressure because she knows that. She just plays in rhythm so well.
Nice
Here's
move.
McMahon inside, puts it off the rim. It's no good. Gets it back and puts it up and in. So McMahon now with 9 points in the game, makes it 59-28. I wouldn't be surprised before long to see Coach Shoot start emptying his bench a little bit. With three by Bryan's off the front side of the rim. Oberding with another rebound.
Yeah, I mean, already you're seeing that Cochran's back in and Allen back in. Also back in is McKenna Reshick. The depth really isn't there for Jackson Heights, so a lot of these girls are going to be asked to continue on do what they're doing.
Get a lot of contact, no whistle, the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Rural Valley.
That was a drive by Allen, and I want to say just briefly about Annie Allen. She was a state competitor in cross country, I believe all 4 years of her high school career, right? She has massive hip problems. Her hip's giving her issues. It's hard for her to run. She wasn't going to come out for basketball this year. She gets the ball here, nearly puts it through the hole. But she's a kid that she wanted to be here with her teammates because she's put in the time for many, many years. So just good to see 23 in the green and gold out there tonight.
McMahon with another bucket. Dyke puts her in a double figure. She's the third Cobra in a double figure. She's got 11 points. Lead continues to grow. 61-28. Jackson Heights leads. And now we're going to get a foul on the running shot by Rural Valley Bednow.
And we've got Taylor Bosley, a freshman about to check in for Jackson Heights. So you talked about emptying the bench. It's going to be coming here as Bosley will check in. Also coming back in will be Mallory Mulroy for the Cobras.
First free throw is off the back side of the rim for Bednow.
Big round of applause there for Canyon Olberding, who just came out of the ballgame for the final time. What a showing tonight. We'll talk about it in postgame. It's going to be a tough player to bank on tonight, I think Johnny.
It is. At first, I was thinking for sure Olberding, and then all of a sudden Thompson came on strong. Here's an offensive rebound and follow-up put in by Nooner. He's got four. 61-30, and now ball stolen away by Latson. He'll kick it out to Bryan in the left corner. Dribbles in the middle of the lane. Floats up a shot with the right hand off the window. It's way too strong, and the rebound yanked away by Hutchless, and now a foul going to go on Latson. 2:30 to go as the clock continues to roll. 61-30 is our score. And we should get a 1-1 the other way. And before that, we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Boucher. He's going to take a full timeout. We'll take it with him. Again, this timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Here with 2:22 to go in the game. It's 61-30. We'll take our final timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.222 remaining, 61-30 is our score with Jackson Heights leading Rural Valley. Been a pretty solid showing all the way around for the Jackson Heights Cobras here tonight. Several young players in there. Mallory Mulroy, as Jake mentioned earlier, a 5'4 junior seeing some time. Taylor Bosley in there. Rebecca Hutpliss at the free throw line right now. Her 1-1 in and out. The rebound goes to Davis, and Royal Valley will bring it the other way. Down low, shot put up off the window is in and out. Rebound to Annie Allen, and she gets hammered on the arm by Bednall.
Now, that was, again, we talked about how aggressive these girls from Jackson Knights have been. Allen that time, she goes up high, grabs the board, puts the elbows kind of close to her body, but enough to keep defenders off. That was an aggressive rebound there by Jumbo A.
And Coach Boucher is going to take another 30-second timeout just to stop the clock.
Just doesn't want the timeout.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So he's going to stop it quickly for with 1:57 to go. You talk about Annie Allen. I can just see the confidence growing on her. When she first came in the game, you get the ball slipped through her hands a couple of times. You could tell she was kind of nervous a little bit, but as this game has gone on, she's gained more and more confidence. She's gotten more and more aggressive.
Yeah.
I really like what I've seen from her here tonight.
I mean,
you mentioned about it being in, you know, coming out here and trying here this year.
Right. I mean, again, with that hip, and, you know, she's constantly in physical therapy. Obviously, her dad's a doctor. She's able to you know, get the help that she needs to try and get herself ready to go for games. But when you talk about a sixth person off the bench or seventh person, that depth that you really need if you want to make a big run, that's the kind of kid you need right there, like Annie Allen, to complement Olbert and Diekman, McMahon, Thompson, and Utfliss. I mean, those are the kind of players that Coach Shoup and Coach Alley are looking for to make a deep, deep push into 2022.
We talked a lot about Jackson Heights, but talking about Royal Valley, let's be honest.
Yeah.
They're going to be tested throughout this season. And as good as the Big 7 League is, it doesn't matter. With Coach Boucher and how aggressive he is and how he likes his girls to play, you know this team is going to be pretty good by the time the season comes in, because, number one, like I said, they're going to get tested.
Yeah.
And then just a simple fact of, you know, you do have some of these veteran girls in there that are continue to get more confident of being able to be the focal points of this offense. You just got to feel like here coming in a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, that this Royal Valley team could be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, too, that, you know, records don't matter when you go to sub-state, right? So you're going to go through this tough gauntlet schedule that Royal Valley will go through in the Big 7 League, and they're going to pick up some wins. I mean, there's no doubt about that. This Panther team's not going to go winless this season. I mean, mark my words here tonight on December 3rd, they're not going to go winless. But when they come into February, late February, when sub-states come around, look out. This Panther team, again, Coach Boucher is a great coach. They will be ready for sub-state.
And we kind of talked about earlier how the 2A sub-states may be a little bit of a joke. Think about this 3-1 at Silver Lake. Hiawatha, Royal Valley, Marysville, Jeff West, Rossville, Sabetha, Nemaha, Silver Lake.
Gross.
The entire you look at it, the entire east side, the top teams are all going to be in that same sub-state.
And how many of those teams should be able to win their own sub-state to go to a state tournament, right? That's going to be a loaded sub-state.
Absolutely. Here's a three-pointer loaded. In the corner is in and out for Bednall. That's nice for the rebound. Only 25 seconds remain here in this game.
I mean, again, everything's regionally assigned. You know, I like how 4A does it when they rank teams top to bottom.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to have to travel a little bit more. And with these smaller schools, you'll have to travel farther. But, man, if there is one way to accurately get teams to a state tournament, that's the way to do it.
Yep. Well, not only that, I mean, it's one night. It's one night of travel. I mean, think about it. You know, it's a couple nights of travel. We do it. I don't know.
We can talk more about that later.
We can talk about this until we fall asleep. But nonetheless, final score tonight, Jackson Heights 61, Royal Valley 30. Beautiful showing by the Jackson Heights Cobras here tonight. They'll start the season off 1-0. We'll take a post-game timeout. We'll come back with the final statistic. Here's summarized. Thank you set for the boys' game. And we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents
since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. One final time for the girls' game here at Jackson Heights High School. Final score, Jackson Heights 61, Royal Valley 30. Donnie came back with you, Jake Spaulding alongside of me, and our man Steph taking care of us back at the studio. Just a dominant showing by Jackson Heights from start to finish. The Cobras led 14-7 after one, led 34-11 at the half, outscoring Royal Valley 20-4 in the second quarter, and from there just continued to build on that lead, led 53-22 going into the fourth quarter, giving us a running clock in the 61-30 final. But Jake, just look at this game overall. I mean, Jackson Heights, I think a lot of people in Jackson Heights thought they'd be okay, but going in tonight, still.
I have any question that was asked about this Cobra team, who is going to be our leader? Who's going to be the one that handles the ball? Who's going to be our scorer? You know, because again, we mentioned at the top, Maya Marlatt, she handled the basketball, she scored the basketball, and she was one of the best, if not the best defender on this team too. So how are you going to replace that? You replace it by with a couple girls. You got Canyon Olberding, Mackenzie McMahon, Kaylee Thompson. I would call those the power three right now for this Cobra team. Defense, getting out in transition, and the ability to score the basketball and be aggressive when you go and score the basketball. All questions get answered tonight on how this team will look against a bigger school, against a team that, you know, has a coach like David Boucher, a team that has had state title experience as well. You get them on your home court. You know, a year ago, they go to Royal Valley, they lose in the Purple Palace, and everybody expects this year, like, man, it's going to be like that again this year. No, the absolute opposite. Well, Jackson Heights dominated from the opening tip. They didn't look back, especially when we started the second half. And this is a team that, you know, obviously the 18-2 record a year ago, they rolled through the Northeast Kansas League. We talked about a couple teams that will give them some fits maybe. But this team, again, I feel like we've said this maybe the last 4 or 5 years, this is a program that has every opportunity in front of them to go to a state tournament.
Looking at the final statistics, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Start with Royal Valley, 12 turnovers tonight, 3 three-pointers, 6 of 9 from the free-throw line. Katie Bryan led the Panthers in scoring with 14 points. She had a solid night tonight. Lissa Lapson had 8-4 apiece from Morgan Davis and Samantha Nooner. We're rounding things out for Royal Valley, who again is 0-1 here to start this campaign. Royal Valley will next be in action on Tuesday. They will play host to Jeff West. Jack Knights, meanwhile, 8 turnovers, only 1 3, but 12 of 18 from the free throw line. 3 players in double figures, led by Kaylee Thompson with 23. 16 points for Kenyon Olberding, 11 for Mackenzie McMahon. 4 points for Annie Allen, 3 for Dawson Cochran, 2 for Rebecca Huthless to round things out for Jack Knights, who's 1-0 on the year, and they will play host to Oskaloosa on Tuesday night. One more thing to do, let's pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player of the game. Well, you look at tonight, I mean, Kaylee Thompson led the way with 23 points, but I'm going to go with Canyon Olberding. She scored 16 points tonight. She did so much. I would not be surprised to see Canyon Olberding have 12 to 15 rebounds tonight as well when the final stats come out here this evening. So I'm going to pick Canyon Olberding. She will be our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player of the game. So that's going to wrap things up for the girls' game tonight, 61-30 the final. Boys' game coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back in about 10 minutes or so to get you set for the action. But final score tonight in the girls' game, Jacksonite 61, Royal Valley 30. Take that break. We'll come back to the boys' game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State.